Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, women's voices on culture, style, society and well-being. Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello.
Please introduce yourself to Radio Gorgeous.
I am Cecilia Seeger. I'm the Associate Director of Intermission, and that means I'm the Associate Director of Intermission Youth Theatre, which is why I'm here today.
Tell us, what is Intermission Youth Theatre?
Intermission Youth Theatre works with young people at risk, ex-offenders, or those lacking an opportunity, or young aspiring actors who want to have an opportunity in the arts, mainly in theatre. And we work with Shakespeare's work, and we intertwine Shakespeare's language with urban street language to create interpretations of Shakespeare's pieces. This year we're doing Rise and Fall, which is based on Julius Caesar.
And why Shakespeare?
Very good question. Why Shakespeare? A lot of people, particularly in schools, look at Shakespeare as kind of the kind of old man of our time. But Shakespeare's work is so relevant today. And the work that we explores very current issues of today's world, particularly for our young people. And actually Shakespeare's language was very much a language of his time, and our young people today have very much a language of their time. So combining both really creates a spark, some magic, really.
And how has Intermission started?
Intermission started 15 years ago. So we are based at St. Saviour's Intermission in Knightsbridge. And the rector of Holy Trinity Sloane Square had an opportunity to do something with this building. So he wanted to create Intermission, which was a place where artists could get away from the busy world and come and just chill, relax and have a home. So that was created 15 years ago, and Intermission Youth Theatre has been around for about 8 years now.
And who created the youth theatre?
The rector, actually, of Holy Trinity Church had the idea. He was the one who created the idea. He knew he wanted to do it. It was the sense of finding the right person to do it. And he came across and met Darren Raymond, who he asked to be the artistic director. And then from there, it was born.
And tell me a bit about Darren's story, because he'd been in prison.
Yep, he'd been in prison himself. So he'd come out, and in prison, he discovered Shakespeare. He did a few Shakespeare workshops. He then played Othello in a performance, which is where the current rector of Holy Trinity met him, playing Othello. Knew obviously there was something magical about him. He then went on to he went on to bigger and better things. He thankfully came out of prison, became artistic director of the youth theatre, and from there he's just been going nonstop. He's a talent. He's an inspiration to men and to women,
and to young people as well.
And to young people, certainly. I mean, the fact that his upbringing is very similar to some of the upbringings of a lot of our young people. So they can relate on that one level. And when Darren was younger, he's always said to me, when he was younger, he never had the opportunities to do something with his life that Intermission Youth Theatre now offers for our young people. So it's a sense of giving back to our young people today what, in a sense, Darren didn't get when he was young.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the other productions that you have put on?
So last year we did Taming Who, which was Taming of the Shrew. We've done Verona Road, which was based on Romeo and Juliet. So an East London gang and a South London gang, obviously the Capulets and the Montagues. We've done Macbeth, which was HMP Macbeth set in a prison. We've done a huge range. So this year we're doing Rise and Fall, as I said, based on Julius Caesar. So it's really exploring Shakespeare's themes, Shakespeare's characters, and basically everything, which is, you know, these girls would agree with me, so current and so relevant today that I don't think a lot of people, you know, you think Shakespeare and you think he's just an old man who doesn't exist today, but actually he's completely current, he's completely relevant every day without people necessarily realising.
And another older man, I'm sure Mark Rylance would not enjoy being referred to in that way, but you have a new patron.
Yes. So Mark Rylance has been a long friend of Darren's for quite a while now. He came to see Taming Who last year, and he was so blown away with it that he actually asked us if he could be our patron, which is great. So of course, you know, Darren and I thought about it, and of course said yes. So no, he's been our patron for a year now. He's fantastic. He'll support us in many ways. I mean, at the moment, he's in his production of Farinelli and the King, in the West End. So he's unable to see this production. However, he's already the other weekend bought us tickets for a theatre trip. He's doing as much as he can in order to help us with promoting the show. He's very much a real patron in action. He does as much as he can do, and he's the Shakespeare actor of our time. So to have him as our patron is it's amazing. It's a blessing.
RadioGorgeous.com.
I'm going to now turn to two of your young actors. I'm going to first talk to Ron Kay. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Ron Kay.
Hi.
Hi. So tell me, when did you get involved with Intermission Youth?
I got involved with Intermission 4 years ago. Yeah, so I think it was 2011, yeah, at the age of 17. Yeah.
And when Cecilia was talking, it's a program for youths at risk. Did you perceive yourself in that way?
I think the statement youths at risk, it can be quite broad. Obviously, there's the whole youths at risk in terms of risk of offending, but I think there's also youths at risk for me personally. I felt like I was at risk because I was at a stage where I didn't really know who I was. I was the type of person that could be easily influenced by things around me, people around me, and the environment around me. And I feel like that was me being at risk, because if it wasn't for Intermission, I wouldn't be half the person I am now. So, yeah.
So you decided to surround yourself, knowing that you were, that you're somewhat easily swayed.
Mm.
You surrounded yourself by really positive influences.
To be sure
that's
And that's not to downplay the positive influences that I had before, but I just feel like when I first came to watch Intermission's play, I don't know, just something really stuck out to me. So even there was even a time where I came to watch one of Intermission's show, and Darren usually does his announcements where if there's anyone that wants to join the team, you know, come and speak to me and apply, and I was too scared, I was too shy. And then there was another play, I think a couple of years after, where I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to give it a go. And then when I had my interview with Darren, he called me up and said, you know, we'd like to have you as part of the team. And then I was like, wicked. So yeah.
And so what is your role this year?
In this year's Julius Caesar, I'm playing Casca. Well, I'm playing Jess, who's playing Casca, because the play is a play in a play, and it's about this group of young people who are at school and they're currently studying Shakespeare. So,
and they're studying Julius Caesar.
Yeah, they're studying Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Yeah,
and if I read it correctly, that Miss is having trouble getting her class to relate to the language.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's really similar to the real world, because it is quite difficult to get young people involved in Shakespeare, because as Cecilia said, they assume that it's just this old guy who had a bald patch and wore this thing around his neck and spoke thee and thou's and things like that. But the similar thing, the great thing that Darren has sort of done with Intermission is how he's put Shakespeare on its feet. So we're not just reading from textbooks, we're reading the text and applying it to our world today. So for example, when we've done Romeo and Juliet and we studied the Montagues and Capulets, it's quite relatable to today, because we experience gang violence. So that's what we experience here. Like, it's really true to what we go through. So I think that's the amazing thing about Shakespeare. And I think that's one thing that definitely sticks out about Shakespeare, that, yeah, it's a couple of hundred years old, but not much has changed. What they went through then is what we go through now. So
it's cutting through the language to
definitely
get to,
yeah,
what he's talking about, which is essentially relationships.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go into a career in acting? Do you want to move on from here?
With Intermission, yeah. I wouldn't say that I'd want to move on from intermission, but I know Darren's like, you know, you can't stay here forever sort of thing, because we need to give other young people an opportunity. And this is my fourth year. But he has always said that once you are a member of intermission, that stays. It stays, whether you're here for weekly workshops or they get to see you every 3 months or something. The fact that your intermission remains. But I would definitely like to branch out into the acting industry and, you know, experience competitiveness. Yeah, we've definitely experienced it at intermission. If anything, intermission's prepared me for that. For example, whenever we've auditioned for our roles, that is a glimpse of what the acting industry is like. So yeah, I would definitely like to be involved in more theatre, be involved in film and things like that. That's something that I'm definitely hoping to do.
Listen to us online, on your phone, download a podcast, or on your tablet. Radio Gorgeous, there for you.
We're going to turn now to Vanessa. Vanessa, you look very nervous. Please relax. So you just joined intermission this year.
Yes, I joined intermission, I think, in February. And I found intermission through a friend, and she said that she was acting here. And I did drama previously and studied performing arts. So I stopped and I felt really upset. So coming here, when I came to my interview with Cecilia, she told me, why do you want to come here? And I started off with, I'm not very confident. I need to open up my confidence. I need to be more open to people. And I think that's happened. I've been more open. And we had an opportunity to go to Switzerland. And we had 2 weeks, I think it was 2 weeks, to rehearse some, everyone was in their own groups and we all had a piece of play or something to do. And we went to Köln, Switzerland, and we performed there. And just recently I found out there was an article on us. When I searched online, and I found out that we had an article on newspapers and stuff that they were really inspired by us as well, which is really good.
And so that must be a wonderful feeling to know that what you guys are doing is not only is it inspiring you, obviously, and giving you confidence, as you just said, but giving other people the courage to maybe try something like this.
Yeah, of course. It's a really good thing to do. I think here we're not just acting and just practicing for shows. We're here as a family as well. It's something completely different. Everyone gets to know each other. We're all here to support each other. We work as a team, which is really good. It's really nice.
Why did you stop studying acting?
I was really shy. That was one of my main things. I was really, really shy, and I didn't think I was able to act, if that was okay, if I can say that. I don't know. But yeah, I was not really confident with myself. So I was thinking acting was the Hollywood films, amazing actors. And, but when I came here and found theatre, it really inspired me. I thought, wow, yeah, this is really good. You know, from here, I don't think I would want to stop. Stopping just seems really, really different. It will feel different if I was to stop.
I was wondering if also sort of this part of London, you know, it was a bit like Shakespeare. You know, you're located right behind Harrods. You're this isn't a place for me. You know, Knightsbridge, I don't think this isn't a place for me. You know, I don't belong around here. Does that sort of change your ideas of what's possible and who is who? And why do we have, why self-limit yourself?
No, I don't think there's certain areas for just acting. I think acting can be born anywhere, to be honest. As long as it's in you and you have that self-belief, you can act anywhere you want. But in Knightsbridge, I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, really posh area. What am I doing here? This is great. Yeah, no, it's nice here. It's good.
And did you have experience of Shakespeare prior to coming here?
In school, yes, but I hated Shakespeare. I hated it. I didn't like it at all. Went to plays, studied Macbeth and everything. But I didn't like it so much. But here, when we modernized it, I started to understand the language more, which was something quite interesting. And now I like it. It's good.
So this is a play within a play, but also for you, like exactly what you experienced,
yeah,
you know, in school. It's sort of a reenactment of a play within a play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
interesting. True. Excellent. Who are you playing in this play?
I'm Sophia. So in Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, that's Messala.
And what is her role?
Well, she's in our play, she likes a guy called Mark, who plays Mark Antony.
Right.
So I'm Sophia, so I like Mark Antony.
Right.
But, I mean, Mark, not Mark Antony. So confusing, they're both Marks. Yeah, so when Jay, who Caesar, comes into the school from a different school, they both have like a rivalry. These two schools have a rivalry. They don't really like each other. So when he comes from this other school, everyone at first is really, you know, let me not give the story away.
Yeah.
Come and find out.
Well done. Cecilia, how about you? Is there anything else you need to tell me about intermission?
Yeah, I mean, we're listening to Vanessa and Ronke. I think they've both touched on the fact that it's a family here. We're very much a family. Like most families, we've got pictures up on the wall around the building of all of our young, I say young people, they're adults really, but all of our members. And once you're part of the family here, you're never not. So, you know, Ronke saying, yeah, she's been here now 4 years. Whatever happens, happens. If one day she's not a part of the youth theatre, doesn't mean she's not a part of intermission. She always will be. Your face. She always will be. Like that's something that it's ingrained here. You can't, even if you didn't want to be a part of the family, you're going to be a part of the family. Like you're just, that's what we are here. And we live on those values of just, we're family. We love each other. We trust each other. We'll work with each other. We want the best for each other. And we love each other.
Your own gang.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we are.
The intermission gang.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we are.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com. Get in contact with us, contact us on info@RadioGorgeous.com, and to sign up for our shows to come once a week into your inbox. Who can think of anything better, darling?
If it wasn't for the fans, then I probably would have quit. If it wasn't for the lames, I'd already be legit. But friends and foes, they come to my shows because they recognize the heart and the art. Not much time on my hands, but the calluses represent the malices, the pain and resentment. Is that really how you feel? Internalize the love, externalize the hate. When the haters show up early, my supporters show up late. Got checked at the door because they didn't have the funds. My pockets would have paid, but I only had the onesies. Making words up because the alphabet is limited. Can't stand the industry, so I'ma have to sit with it. Think about another plan, get this to the masses. Wasn't for the music, be the master of the classes. Literary visionary, never the subsidiary. If it wasn't for you, then I probably would've quit. For real, some of them just frontin'. It's common, I'm the one that they want, and I'm a fool for the people they low. But my rhyme's so high, when they see that I'm shine on my wings gon' fly. Can't keep me grounded, inspiration just founded. Muse me till you use me up, I'm well-rounded. Hearing my words, giving you a heart attack. Nodding your head, giving you spasms in your back. I'm the medicine, or your reverence. Make it better with or without a pound sign trendsetter. Who is Johnny? Find out real soon. Never met a Marvin. This is Johnny's room. So please keep on listening and keep on watching. My songs will never end and my shine's never stopping. Like, hey, I'm getting more better. Yeah.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production, produced and presented by Donna Freed, edited by Bree Forer.